Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind. Morpheus.
Being unconscious is to lack free will, which is to be operating from a place of automation. From day one, we are programmed by our society, our culture. The impenetrable morass of entrenched narratives, beliefs, and reactive patterns attempts to conceal and cloud the innate clarity of our awareness. Our society places an excessive privilege on external values, social status, wealth, power, beauty, possessions, and so on. Those who are unconscious are individuals who have not questioned their programming to any great extent and whose lives are strongly colored by those external values. The mass man, a term coined by Carl Jung, is someone who typically experiences no force strong enough to challenge his preconceived reality, who receives his instructions from authority, which itself can take many forms, and automatically complies without thought to the implications of his actions. His pathological obedience serves as a substitute for the difficult work of individuation and the building of character. The only principles by which he can judge his behavior is in answer to the question, "How should I comply?" He is the stormtrooper, the stickler for the rules, the low-ranking official, the company man, the nice guy, the drone. He receives the ideological narrative du jour because he is defined primarily by what he is not. He is the walking dead. Having free will is to be capable of having one's own thoughts, rather than the thoughts which have been internalized from prior conditioning by others. This is why we want to start an internal investigation. We need to get in touch with the process of our thinking and find ways to catch ourselves buying into falsities. Knowledge truly is power if we are committed to moving towards free will and away from unconscious impulses. We want to investigate our belief systems, our limiting ideas about ourselves, and our thoughts. There are helpful questions to assist us in this respect. Am I thriving as a result of entertaining my values, beliefs, expectations, and moral architecture? Just because I'm having a thought, what makes it my own? How many thoughts have been implanted or programmed into my head? Or have I fallen in love with an idea and adopted it for its desirability rather than its truthfulness? My friend Larry loves his bumper sticker, "Don't believe everything you think." This knowledge offers extraordinary benefits to those who can acknowledge, accept, and master their wiring to create a richer and more engaged experience of life. My hope is that by getting a handle on our unconscious thoughts and neurological patternings, our ego stages, and perhaps even tweaking some of the default mode networks given to us by Mother Nature, we can become more effective and efficient in engaging with the world around us, with our relationships, and with ourselves. When our thoughts are generated by an alignment with our true nature, they are original and essential. Paired with self-awareness and free will, true nature emerges with an immediacy that is unaffected by our conditioned history. This can happen in a flow state, during meditation when the mind stops chattering, during a survival situation which demands focused attention, in a silent and deep state of intimacy with nature, or the moans of our lover. When applied at the collective level, we make the world a better place by being the best version of ourselves and holding space for others to realize their own true nature.